More than $290 million is the lump sum payout for the Powerball jackpot won by Cindy and Mark Hill of Dearborn in Platte County. Cindy said her first reaction when she saw she had the winning ticket was one of disbelief.
I didn't have my glasses, and I was thinking, is that the right numbers? Is that the right numbers? And I was shaking, and I called my husband. I said, I think I'm having a heart attack.
She's a laid-off office worker. Her husband is a mechanic, and they say the big jackpot won't change them.
We're just normal human beings. I mean, we're as common as anybody. We just have a little bit more money.
On Thursday, the Missouri Hospital Association and the Missouri Association for Health released the results of a University of Missouri study on the effects of expanding Medicaid.
This effort has the potential to have the greatest statewide economic impact in terms of job creation, income growth, and revenue growth than any initiative ever considered by our elected officials in the past decade.
Joe Perley, head of Missouri's Primary Care Association, who said the expansion under the national health care law would create over 20,000 jobs and a revenue stream that would pay the state's expenses, 10% of the cost after the first 3 years, not to mention that it would extend health care to thousands of people without coverage. The following day, Democratic Governor Jay Nixon endorsed the expansion.
It is the smart thing to do because if we take a pass on billions of health care dollars, I should note, that come out of the paychecks of Missourians when they pay their taxes, that money will go to some other state. They'll get the benefit. We'll get the bill.
But a battle shaped up, as Republican House Speaker Tim Jones said.
It's once again going down that road of the federal government offering a very generous carrot on the front end.
And Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder implied that Nixon wouldn't have been reelected if he'd even hinted that he would consider such a thing. To the surprise of many, the very conservative Missouri Chamber of Commerce weighed in favor of the Medicaid expansion. The attorney for Micah Moore, who confessed to killing Bethany Deaton, a member of his prayer group, told a judge that confession was the product of a disturbed mind.
Micah told a fictional account that was bizarre, nonsensical, and most importantly, untrue.
Moore had told officers he murdered the woman after her husband told him to do so. Though Moore now denies that, prosecutors say they'll seek a grand jury murder indictment against him. In another high-profile crime case, a fifth person was arrested and charged in an Independence home invasion that left three people dead and a 12-year-old boy critically wounded. All five said they were innocent. And wrapping up the week, Time Warner announced a new low-cost internet plan for families in 9 local school districts and unveiled 14 area Wi-Fi hotspots and a bargain business Wi-Fi program. Hostess Brands was given permission to liquidate and said it had over 110 prospective buyers. And Kansas City's Secret Santa warmed hearts by giving away $100 bills in Superstorm Sandy-ravaged areas of New York and New Jersey. This is KCUR.